Black Lives Matter, fighting injustice, fighting for our rights. Cardiff, racist system exposed. Protesters marched in Cardiff on the 30th of August, part of the wave of international solidarity for Jacob Blake, after he was shot in the back by police in Wisconsin. The protest also highlighted the case of Mercy Baguma, a Ugandan asylum seeker who was found dead in Glasgow next to her baby. As demonstrators gathered, Socialist Party members started a street meeting to discuss how racism is used under capitalism to divide the working class and weaken its opposition to exploitation. Campaigners for the family of Christopher Kapesa joined the march. Christopher tragically drowned in the Sinan Valley last year, but his death prompted no adequate investigation by the police. Camilla Ngaza spoke powerfully about the treatment of her daughter Sianda. She was jailed for 4 years for grievous bodily harm, GBH, after she defended herself in a racist physical attack. The Socialist Party call for democratic control of the police by workers' organizations was very well received. Campaigners know that they must harness the anger of the movement to radically change the way society is run, or racist police violence will continue. Ross Saunders,